Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Today, there's so much in the news that I'll do a shotgun comment on several topics. Number one, the war in Ukraine is still going, and one has to admire the courage and endurance of the Ukrainians who are outgunned and virtually surrounded by their Russian neighbor. I don't blame them for being willing to die rather than become Russian slaves. They've been bullied by their neighbor to the north for a long time. Now that spring is here and COVID receding, Americans might lose interest in the war, but we must not, because we're going to be paying for this war and its effects for a long time. Let's hope its results are that Putin falls, because he's become a bully who likes to rattle his nuclear saber. President Biden is right. When these bullies are not stopped, they only gain confidence that they can run over neighboring countries at will. Two, I see that marijuana is still in the news, locally and statewide. I don't pretend to know much about marijuana. I never used it, don't plan to start now, but two things seem certain about the pot industry. One, legalization has caused prices to plummet, making marijuana much less lucrative as a cash crop than it was when it was illegal. Two, now that pot farmers have to pay taxes and get permits like all other farmers and businesses, they are seriously tempted to continue illegal grows on the side in order to retain profits like the days of old. If these illegal grows are allowed to continue, legalization will be a farce because the financial incentives to grow illegally will far outweigh the benefits of growing legally. But apparently someone is enforcing the laws on pot. Last year, about 1.2 million plants were seized at a value of about $960 million. I won't deny that marijuana may have some medical benefits for those in great pain or suffering from chemotherapy, etc. But in my humble opinion, the overall impact of weed in Humboldt, California, and the world has not been good. Three, it's not surprising news. California has lost population for the second year in a row. In 2021, we saw our population decrease by about 117,000 people. If that trend continues, we'll lose a million people less than 10 years. While that doesn't sound terribly alarming because we're still the most populous state in the union, if the trend continues, in 4 years, we will have lost more than the entire population of some states, like, for example, Wyoming. The loss of income from such declines in population does not bode well for California's economy, though it might help the ecology. Why are people leaving the Golden State? For one thing, it's become overly crowded, particularly in the South. For another thing, it takes a big pot of gold to live in the Golden State. Housing prices are insanely high, and we're not doing much building to remedy the situation. Add to that stifling business regulations, the high price of gas, and you can see why people are leaving for places like Idaho, Texas, Montana, and Wyoming. In spite of the bad news, Humboldt County in the spring, especially with recent April showers bringing May flowers, is still a pretty good place to live. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.